Okay, today is Daf Samach Gimel. We are on Daf Samach Gimel. We are seven lines from the top, by the two dots where it says Kol Chosnei Brachas Shir Mikdash. On today's Daf, we'll learn the Nishmas Baruch Yehuda Ben Yosef Yechiel Michal, and Daf is sponsored by the Daskal family, and we thank them for the sponsorship. Okay, here we go. So it says like this, that in the Beis HaMikdash, they wouldn't answer Amen, they would answer something else. They would answer Kol Chosnei Beis HaMikdash was... It used to be every bracha was Baruch Atah Hashem Elokei Yisrael Ad HaOlam, and in the Mikdash Sheni it was Ad HaOlam V'Ad HaOlam. So it says the Gemara Kol Kach Lama, and then they would answer Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus HaOlam V'Ad. Kol Kach Lama, why all this? L'fi She'ein Onin Amin B'Mikdash. There's no Amin in the Beis HaMikdash. Why not? I don't know. I'm not so 100% sure. Why not? Why not throwing the Amin? U'minayin She'ein Onin Amin B'Mikdash. How do you know that? Shemar, it says, Kumu birchu es Hashem alokechem ad-olam v'ad ha-olam v'yomer, and it says, v'yivarchu shem kvodcha umaramam al-kol bracha u-tehila. Yachal, kol bracha is cool and tehila achas. Maybe every bracha you should always have, even every bracha, kids are sitting at the table, make a shackle, you should give a bracha like that. Tamulam umaram al-kol bracha tehila u-tehila. Al-kol bracha tehila tein lo tehila. I'll call bracha bracha tein lo tehila. Every bracha gets its own praise depending on where the bracha is. Okay. Then we said hiskidu she adam shol b'shalom chaveiro. They made a takana that you should greet somebody and you can even say shalom aleichem, which is Hashem's name. And they made a takana like that. And the Mishnah asked, how do you know that? And the Gemara and the Mishnah brought three psukim. Boaz. Boaz it said. Vayom alakotzim Hashem yimachem. Vayom rulo, and he answered back, Yivrecha Hashem. Second one was by Gidon. The Malach said to Gidon, Hashem imcha, gibor chayil. And the third one is a pasuk in Mishlei, with the al tavoz kizikna imecha. And it says, Eith lasos Hashem, heferu Torah secha. Eith lasos heferu Torah secha is a pasuk which means that it's like an emergency situation. That's the makor for writing down Torah Shabbal Peh. If we're going to forget it all, we're going to lose Torah altogether. Us to write it down. Right? So, says the Gemara, Maiva Omer, why do you need three psukkah to teach you the same idea? Maiva Omer, V'chi tema Boaz midaite nafshe ka'amar. You want to tell me that Boaz did it on his own, that it wasn't a halacha, it was just something Boaz did, and therefore there's no raya, that's something you should do also. Boaz happened to do it. Boaz said, Shalom Aleichem. You don't have to do that. Tashma, that's why it says, Hashem Imcha Gibor Chayil. Right? Okay. So, first of all, the Magid Taluma asks, what do you mean, Boaz did it? And I would have thought that that's just some minog that Boaz took on, or some chumra maybe. It's not binding on anybody else. Not a chiv to do that. So he asks, one second. There are so many halachas that we learn from the practice of individual people. Chana. We learn that you're supposed to daven quietly from Chana. How are you supposed to learn that daven quietly? Chana did that because Chana was a special person and she was a minhag that she had. And we learn the kinyan of chalipin from Boaz. And we learn chasanim, the brachas from halachas from Boaz. So what? Maybe also, how do you know it was halachas? Maybe it was just those are practices they did. Kind of, right? If Boaz just acted that way, right, as Gemara says, maybe Boaz, he just did it himself. But there are so many things we learn from the way people behaved in Navi that is halachas. We never ask that question, or maybe he just did it himself. Okay? Also, so he answers to that because his answer is as follows. If not for the fact that Boaz did it, it would have been usher to do it. It would have been usher to do it. In a chenami, the fact that Boaz acted birchas chasanim and chalipin and chana davin, it's all halachas. Why? Because the Torah, the Navi, wouldn't tell us things not to teach us lessons. Here, by Boaz, it would have been usher to say Hashem's name for no reason. What's saying Hashem's name for? Good morning. Good morning back. You say Hashem Aleichem? You ever say Hashem's name? What did he say? He didn't even say Hashem Aleichem. He said Hashem Yimachem. You just throw around Hashem's name like that? So therefore, the fact that he did throw around Hashem's name like that, obviously means it's a lesson for us.
The problem is,
yeah,
we're learning now out of Navi.
Right.
What did they do till Novi?
So that's exactly the point.
It doesn't really work out
no,
that way.
No, the point is they did it, but it was never recorded anywhere till the Gemara asked that question by Yecheskel.
It's a question a lot of times.
Right. So the answer is it was practiced, but it wasn't written down anywhere. They wrote it in Boaz. Now you know that it's a halacha. But if not for the fact that Boaz did it, I would have thought it's usher.
It usually affirms something, not establishes a halacha.
What?
It usually affirms something, not establishes a halacha.
It's not a halacha. I mean, it's a halacha. It's a minog / halacha. It's not a real halacha.
The things that we learn in Kesuvim, does that have a higher status than that?
Yes. Yes.
So
what's Kesuvim? You mean like Megillas Esther?
Like Megillas Esther.
Yes, so they say Megillas Esther is like Doraisa, right?
Yeah, but Ruth or any of the...
What do we learn from them?
That's not really true. It goes down at the less...
I know, but they say that the Dinim of Purim are more than the Rabbanans. They're higher level than the Rabbanans. That's what we hold about Purim. Right? Because...
Because
it's called Divrei Kabbalah, exactly. Whatever that means. It's more than the Rabbanan.
And Tehillim have a...
There's no halachas in Tehillim, really. Anyway, so v'chi tema malachu tashma Hashem imcha gibor chayil. That's why we have the pasuk from Mishlei, from Gidon. We have the pasuk from Gidon, right? So if the pasuk from Gidon is a better pasuk, so why didn't we start with that pasuk? No question now. There's no doubts. The malach said Hashem imachem, whatever. So the Aruch Chaim says, because I'd rather bring a pasuk from Hirodon Lachavero. So I'd rather bring a pasuk from Boaz to talk to the workers than a Malach talking to Gidon. Yeah, it's a good pasuk. It teaches you, but it's better when people did it, not when a Malach did it. V'chi tema Malachu d'k'amalei l'Gidon. But after all, it was only a Malach. Not only a Malach, it was a Malach. Tashma, al tovos kizikna imecha, right? V'omer esa asos Hashem, aferu tarizecha. That's how we have the third pasuk. Amar Rava, Haikra, this pasuk of Eis Lasos Hashem, may Reishel Sefer Midrash, may Sefer L'Reishel Midrash. You can read it backwards and forwards. May Reishel Sefer Midrash. You read it forwards, it says like this: Eis Lasos Hashem. It's a time to act for Hashem. My time. Why is that? Mishum Eferet Torah Zecha, because the Torah is being trampled on, right? So we better take action. May Sefer L'Reishel Midrash, the backwards way, like this: Heferet Torah Zecha. Torah is being trampled on. My time, why is that? B'shem Eitz Lasos Hashem. Because people aren't taking action. So either way, it's the same thing. Tanya.
I was going to say it a bit differently. The
yeah.
First one is that it's time for Hashem to act. And the second one...
How does Hashem act?
He needs to intervene in our life,
I guess. I don't know about that. Okay. Could be pshat. Tanya. Hil Hazakin Omer. B'shas Hamachnisin. When everyone gathers together... Pazer, you spread out. In other words, if everyone comes to a shir, be there to give the shir. Pazer means to spread out. Be spread out. Bishas hamifizarin, when everyone's spread out, and meaning there's other people to give the shir, sakanes, you withdraw. You go in. You don't have to be the one. Vim ra'isa dor shatora chaviva alav, but if the generation is Torah so special, pazer then spread out too. Shinemar, yesh mefaziv and ozivod. Vim reason if you see a door, a generation, she'ain hatorah chaviva olav, with the Torah is not so special, not so beloved, kanesh, then withdraw. Shinemar, like it says, eis lazos Hashem, heferu Torah zecha. Okay, I'm not 100% sure what all that meant. Darash bar kapara, another drasha. Zulas, which means cheap. If something's cheap, kabeit k'nei minei, so go buy it. If it's a cheap price, go buy it. Ba'asar deles gavar, in a place where there's no person, Taman Heve Gavir, you try to be that person. Right? There's no... What? Exactly. Amar Abaya, Shmamina, you see from here, Ba'asar de Iskavar Taman, if there is a guy there, then lo tahave gavar, don't be the guy. Right? There's a Rav in the shul, don't be the Rav. You already have a Rav. You have a special guy. You have a guy in charge. No one needs you to be in charge. You don't need two people being in charge. So Pshita, that obvious? Lonitricha elakish name shavim. What if they're both equal? But he's the guy in charge. Let him be the guy in charge. I'm equal to him. So what? Let him be in charge. Darsh bar kapara. Okay. Next, ezu parsha katana. What's the small parsha? Shekol gufei Torah tolim ba. All the details of the Torah are found in it. And the pasuk is bechal derachecha do'ehu. All ways know Hashem. V'hu yiyasher archosecha. and he will straighten out my path. Amar Rava, afilu l'dvar avira, even for an avira, right? Like, that means that, like Rashi explains, like what Eliyahu Hanavi did in avira, but he did it for a mitzvah, or he did made a bama. Even that, Hashem's you should do it for the right reasons. Sometimes you got to do something wrong, you got to do it for the right reasons. It's called an avira l'shma. It's a very rare thing. Darsh bar kapara, la'olam, yilmad adam es b'no, umnath kala v'nikia. N'nikia v'kala. Teach your child an easy and light trade. Mahi, like what? Amar v'chista, v'chista said, mechita de talmiyusa. Right? Which is like a tailor? A tailor. Okay. Yeah.
Warren Buffett said,
yeah.
When everyone is afraid, you should be greedy. And when everyone's being greedy, you should be afraid.
Exactly. Warren Buffett, learn Gemara. Right? When everyone's afraid, you should be greedy. When everyone's greedy, you should be afraid. Right? Excellent. Tanya. Rebbe Omer. Rebbe said, La'olam, always, al yarba adam reyim besoch beso. Don't bring bad people into the house. Shnemar, like it says, Ish ra'im l'hisra'oah. Tanya, Rebbe Omer, al yim the adam apachapas besoch beso. Don't put an apachapas in your house. You don't need a manager of your own house. You don't need a guy like that. Shalmole lo mina patifar is Yosef apachapas besoch beso, because had patifar not made Yosef the apachapas of his house. Lo ba lo sadaver, he wouldn't have had that in the Sion. Why? Because he wouldn't have been in a position of authority, right? Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Lama nismecha parshas nazir l'parshas sota. Why is parshas nazir next to parshas sota? So you could ask this question: well, every parsha is next to some other parsha. So what's the point? What Torah is right? It's flow. So the answer is: yeah, you put such a good parsha next to such a bad parsha. That's the Gemara's question. That's what Marshall says. You put the parsha of a guy who's a nazir, who's a kadosh, next to a sota. That you have to put next to each other, the two of them. Why did the Torah do that? And lo malacha, shekol haroa sota bikalkula. If you see a sota in her disgrace, right? Yazir atzim minayayim. You should become a nazir. Why should you become a nazir? What is me watching someone else's wife having an affair or a potential affair mean? I should become a nazir. Right? Everyone heard the rumor. Not the rumor. Everyone heard the terrible tragedy. Mrs. So and so was a sota. Right? Everyone heard that. I should become a Nazir now. What exactly is the connection?
Don't look at me.
So you could say, well, someone in Klai Yisrael had such a downfall.
Anytime somebody has an issue, it's something you learn out of yourself.
Exactly.
You take something out of yourself.
Exactly. Even if it's not me, my wife is a very nice woman. She would never do such a thing. But it happened. So it happened to someone in the neighborhood, right? Everyone heard. Mrs. What's-Her-Name became a Sota. So it's a lesson for you. And you should make yourself have more Gedarim and more, and take it. Don't drink some wine so much. Okay. Yeah. If you ever read like a parsha with like parshas kedoshim, which are a lot of mitzvahs, right? One after another. What is the connection between all? What's the order here? So, no, Gemara never asked that question. Why is first talks about this mitzvah and then a mitzvah from left field, then another mitzvah? All random. It sounds like it's random. Right? The Gemara never asks, why is this mitzvah next to this? But here, why is Tota next to Nazir?
There is always a question.
There is a reason. There's a reason why Hashem did it.
On every, there's a Tvat Torah on every word.
I understand.
There's others like that.
What?
There's others that have connection like that. Ben Shurimor
and right, and the two wives. I understand. Amar Chizki, Abreidur Parna, Chavar Yochanan. Lama Nizcha Parsha Sota, La Parsha Trumas and Maisras. Why is Parsha Sota next to Trumas and Maisras, which is also there, in Parsha's Naso? Lama Lacha. If you don't keep, you don't give the Kohen, you have Trumas and Maisros, the Ein knows the Kohen, so Nitzrech LeKohen Al Yedei Ishto. You're going to end up needing the Kohen for your wife. Why? She's going to be a Sota, and you got to go to the Kohen and do the job. So what kind of because I sinned, and I didn't give Trumas and Maisros, my wife is a Sota?
Yeah,
that's basically what you're saying. Because I didn't give Trumas and Maisros, so my wife becomes a Sota?
Yeah. What's the cause and effect?
What's the cause and effect? Right? Right? So, it's a good question, no? What? You think the answer's pretty clear? Why? What do you mean?
You spurned him, now you need him.
Right.
You're not taking care of your own house.
Right. Shenemar, like it says, Vishas kedosha lo yev samachle ish ish ki sister ishto. Uksiv behavior ish ishto to the kohen. Fine. Vlo not only that, el sof shenestarich lehen, you're going to need the kohen shenemar vishas kedosha lo yehiu. Fine. Amr of Nachem by Yitzchak v'nasna. And if you do give trumas and mitzvahs, sof mis asher, you'll become rich. Shenemar ish ish eaten lo the kohen lo yeh mamon harbe. You'll have a lot of money. Fine. Amr vuna bar brechya mishum belazar kfar. Kol mishtatef shem shemayim b'tzaro. Anyone that's mishtatef Hashem in his tzar. What does that mean? In your tzar, you're mishtatef Hashem. You make a partner with Hashem in your tzar. Kol from lo parnaso. Your parnaso gets doubled. Says Rashi. Hamishtatef shem shemayim b'tzaro. Says Rashi. It's on the left side, like halfway down. Shemavarech al hara dayin ha'emes. You make a bracha, dayin ha'emes. Inami or, says Rashi, Shemavakish racha mimulfonov. You dive into Hashem. Okay? Says the Marsha, both of those answers of Rashi don't mean you're mishtatef Hashem in your tar. Both of them don't mean that. Asking for racham is not mishtatef Hashem in your tar, and making a dayin ha'emes is not mishtatef Hashem in your tar. Both of them. So what does Rashi mean? Says the Marsha, I don't know what Rashi's talking about. But I would say it means that, you know, we always say there's a pasuk in Tehillim, Imo Anochi Bitzara. Hashem, you're with you in my tzar. Right? That's what it means. It's very simple what it means. Rashi is two random things that don't mean that. What? Hashem is with me in my pain. There's a pasuk. David Melech said that.
So,
what?
So the Gemara just said, if you make Hashem with you, so you say Hashem is with me. What?
So.
How do you practically affect Hashem being with you in your tzar?
So you dive into Hashem, and we say this every single day, Leman Shemo bi'ahava. It's for your sake. What does that mean, it's for your sake? Whatever you say. Whatever you say, Hashem, I'm on board. I tzar, Leman Shemo, it's for your sake. Rashi didn't say that. Rashi gave two pshatim, and that wasn't one of them. Rashi, you daven for rachamim? That's, I want to get out of the tzar. That's fine. You can daven to get out of it. People don't want to have viruses. People don't want to be sick. People don't want to have shalom bayis problems. You could daven to get out of it. 100%. But as long as I'm in it, Hashem, you're here. It's for your sake. It's such a good part. Right? You want to say that Rashi meant that? You could somehow fetch that out of Rashi. It's not what he said. It's certainly not the second one time like that. Dayan Amos also.
What do you mean it's for Hashem's sake?
What? That's what we say every day, right? Shmoneh
Esrei. I know what we say.
Leman Shemo B'Ahava. I say every single day, three times a day. You ever thought about what it meant? Leman Shemo B'Ahava, for your sake.
No, I thought, yeah, but not for Tzar.
What?
Not this, I would say for Tzar.
So that's what we're saying, even for Tzar. Right?
No matter what, if you look at a Jew, you know how you bring it back, it goes back to God.
Right, right.
You can't get away from that.
Right. So... One shot I heard once on Leman Shemo B'Ahava, for your sake, is we are Jews, right? So we walk, everyone knows we're Jews. So Hashem, Leman Shemo, for your sake, but it built into that request is, it's got to be good. Otherwise, people laugh at the Jews. And by laughing at the Jews, they're laughing at you, really.
Part that Hashem always has an extra special achrayas to rescue us from Gaulus, to rescue us from being...
Otherwise, it belittles Hashem.
Moshe used that excuse.
He did? And people are going to say, look at this Hashem. This is the Jew, this is the chosen nation. This is how he treats them. So it's for your sake, Hashem. You should, right? But as long as it's hard to say that when you're in Tzar. So what it means is you include Hashem in your Tzar in that way. Fine. Next. Shenemar, like it says, Vaya Shadev Tzarecha V'Kesev Tofos Lach. Rabbi Shmuel by Nachman Omer Parnaso Mofefes Lo. Rashi says the word Mofefes means to some kind of doubled over. What? No? Yeah, Lashon Kfela. Shenema, like it says, V'kesef tofos lach. Amr of Tavi, Amr of Yeshaya, kol ha-merape atzmo midivrei Torah. If somebody weakens himself from Torah, in bo koach lama biyom tzara. He won't have the strength to stand on a hard day. Shenema, like it says, ha-trafis biyom tzara, tzar kachaka. Amr of Ami, Amr of Masna, Amr Shmuel, afilu mitzvah achas, even one mitzvah. Shenema, ha-trafis bikol makom. You weaken yourself from one mitzvah, you're not going to have a chance, you're not going to be able to stand up. That means that if you weaken yourself from Torah, you're not going to be able to withstand.
What does it mean you weaken yourself from Torah?
You sleep. You don't learn.
Okay.
If you make yourself weak in that way, you're not going to have you're not going to have the ability to withstand your tzar. Amr of Safra, Rabbi Avoh, Havi Mishtoi, Kishiyered Chanina ben Achai Rabbi Yeshua Lagola. Okay, this story is a random story. It doesn't really have anything to do with what we said. Anyway, Rabbi Avoh came. Chanina, the brother of Rabbi Yeshua, was in Golas. What? I said it wrong? The nephew. I'm sorry. Amr of Safra. Rabbi Avoh had Mishtoi. Rabbi Avoh was around. Kishiyared Chanina ben Achai Rabbi Yeshua Lagola. When Rabbi Chanina, the nephew of Rabbi Yeshua, went to Golas, and he was Ma'aber Shanim the Kavua Chadashim b'Chutz Laretz. And he was Ma'aber the Shana in Chutz Laretz, which you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to only do it in Israel. And he did it in Chutz Laretz. So Shagru Achrav Shnei Tamidei Chachamim. So Rabbi Avoh sent two Tamidei Chachamim to go give Musar to Rabbi Chanina for being Ma'aber the Chodesh in Chutz Laretz. Who did he send? He sent Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur and the Ben Benosh of Zechariah ben Kvutal and the grandson of Zechariah ben Kvutal. He sent those two, go to Rabbi Chanina in Chutz Laretz and go tell him off. So Kivan Shira Osam, when he saw them coming, Amar Lahem, Lama Basim, Rabbi Chanina said, what brings the two of you over here to Chutz Laretz to see me? So Amrulei, Lulmo Tarabano, we came here to learn with you. Hichriz Aleim Anashim Halal G'dolei Hador, he called them, he announced, look who came, the G'dolei Hador came from Israel to visit me, Heim Vavoseim, Shimshu Beis HaMikdash, and them and their grandparents served in the Beis HaMikdash, Ka'osa Shishani, like we learned, Sechai Ben Kvutal, which is this guy's grandfather, Omer used to say, "Hari pa'am kriisa lefanav sefer Daniel." Many times I used to learn with the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur night. Kohen Gadol couldn't go to sleep Yom Kippur night because he didn't want him to become a balkari overnight. We keep him up all night. So how did they keep him up? So Zechariah ben Kvuta would learn with the guy, learn with the Kohen Gadol at night, keep him up. So many years I learned Daniel because it was interesting stuff. So people keep people awake. So I learned Daniel with this Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur night. Many times I did it. Many Yom Kippurs. This is his grandson now is visiting him. Hischil, he started to learn. Hu matame, he said, no, that's tame. Vehem matirin, they would say, no, it's tar. Hu oser vehem matirin, whatever he said, they said the opposite. Right? Hichri zaleim anashim alalo shal shavim. Then he made an announcement in the yeshiva. Don't go to those two, they don't know anything, these two gedolim. They don't know anything, they're shav, they're empty. Shal tohem, they're empty. Amrulo, they said to him back, can't take that back. Kfar banisa, you already built us up. You already announced the Gedolim are here. Iyatu Yachalastar, you can't destroy us. Kfar Nidra, Gedarta, you already made the fence. You already, cordoned us off as Gedolim. Iyatu Yachalifrots, you can't breach that fence anymore. Amalahem, but Nematim Ani Matar Vatematarim, Ani Osev Vatematirim. How come you think it's opposite of everything I say? Amrulo, Meshaata Ma'avishana Vekavuchadashim Bechotzlaritz. Because you were Ma'avi the Chodesh in Chotzlaritz. Amalahem. Follow Akiva ben Yosef, are you Ma'abashan of Kavar Chadash Mechotos? Rabbi Akiva did the same thing. Amrulo, so they told him back, well, Hanach Rabbi Akiva, you're in a Rabbi Akiva, right? Because Rabbi Akiva, Shalohiniach Ol Kamoso Be'eret Yisrael. There was nobody left in Israel who was on his Madrega. Then you're allowed to be Ma'abah the Shachodesh and the Shana in Chutz Laretz. However, Amalei, so he said back, Afani, Lohinach Kamosi Be'eret Yisrael. When I left, there was no one as great as me. He wasn't being a Balgaiva. Who's just telling the truth, right? So Amrulo, that was true when you left. That was true. But Gideim, Shanachta, Nasat Yashim, the little goats you left grew up. Right? The Tiyashim, Bale, Karnayim, the small ones you left now have horns, meaning not the same thing anymore. When you left, it was true. That was a long time ago. Now everyone grew up, and now they're just as great as you. Vehem, Shagur, Etzlecha, they're just as great as you. Vehem, Amrulo, Lechu, Amrulo, Bishmo, and they said over, what? Bishmenu, in our name. Im Shemo Amutav. If you're going to listen to us, good. V'yam lav, and if not, yehi benidah. We're going to put you in chayrim. V'amru la'achinu shebegola, and we tell our brethren in the galus, im shomen, if you listen, mutav, good. V'yam lav, and if not, yalu lahar. Go to the mountain, meaning, go live in a mountain somewhere. Like, get away from us.
Go to Blazes.
Achya, Yibone, Mizbeach, the Achia was the Rosh HaGolus. He built the Mizbeach, Chananya, Yinagin, Bekinar, V'yichapru Kulam, and this Chananya, meaning this you, right? You're a Levi. You're going to be sing the Kinar in the Beis HaMikdash, V'yichapru Kulam, V'yomru Ein Lam Chelik V'Elokei Yisrael, and there's no God in Israel. Is that the path you want to go down? V'yad, go, Kol Ha'am, V'chibchia, V'omru Chas V'Shalom. Of course not. Yitzchon Chelik v'Elokei Yisrael, right? Of course, I'm part of the team. I just thought, okay, I made a mistake. V'kol kach lama, why all this? What's the big deal about where you're ma'abed the chodesh? What's the big deal? So, Shem Shenemer, because it says, Ki mi tzion teitzei Torah. From tzion Torah goes out. Udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. And the word of Hashem from Yerushalayim. So therefore you can't be ma'abed the chodesh in chutz laretz.
So from that line, you can say you can't do it outside of Yerushalayim.
And you can't do any mitzvah. It says, Ki mitzion teitzei Torah. It doesn't say, Ki mitzion teitzei ma'abe chodeshim. It doesn't say that. It says, Ki teitzei Torah.
And we know they did.
What?
We know they did.
And we know they did, right? You can learn Torah in chutz laretz. So what does this mean? Oh, so if there's nobody else, then Rabbi Akiva had a heter. Right? Rabbi Akiva had a heter, there's nobody else. But if somebody else, you can't do in chutz laretz. So how does this pasuk teach you that? This pasuk talks about Torah. Right? So, so the Tzlach says a very interesting vort. He says, what was it? He says like this. What does the pasuk mean? Udvar Hashem miYerushalayim. What does that mean? Ki mitzion teitzei Torah. In Tzion it should be Torah. What's Udvar Hashem miYerushalayim? And the word of Hashem comes out from Yerushalayim, right? What that means is only Kiddush HaChodesh. Because Hashem is maskim. Whenever we decide Rosh Chodesh is, Hashem says, ah, that's fine by me. So Hashem is maskim. That's why it's only Kiddush HaChodesh. It's not Stam learning Torah. It's the best I can tell you.
Sanhedrin.
What? Sanhedrin. So Hashem is maskim to that.
No, but any mitzvah.
What? No, so the fact that it says, what? And then Udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Why did the second half of the pasuk? Because it's only going on Kiddush HaChodesh. The whole thing's going on. Ki mitzion teitzei Torah. They make the Chodesh. And Hashem says, yeah, that's fine by me.
Why can't it be any halach that's Sanhedrin?
That Hashem says it's fine by me, you think? That's a good question. Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. Correct. Correct. It's a good question. Now, Bishlomo humatar vehimatamin. I understand that he said Tahar, and they said Tameh. That would have made sense. He said it's Tahar. And they said, no, it's tummy. However, the other way around, l'chumra, because they're going l'chumra. Elohu matam v'heim matarin. He said it's tummy, they said it's tohar. Hechi havi, how could he do that? V'tanya, chacham shir tummy, ein chaver rishai latar. Right, you go to the rabbi. Rabbi, is this tummy or tar? Oh, it's tummy. I don't like it. I'll go to him. Can't do that. Right? Asur, ein chaver rishai latar. You go to the rabbi. Hi, the milk fell in, the meat, what's the story? Oh, you can't eat that. I don't want it. I'll go to another rabbi. Can't do that. Once the rabbi says, oh, so you can't go ask for a heter. So how could they challenge him? And the answer is because it was an emergency. Kasavri keyachid al nigru basrei. They wanted to make clear that no one should follow him. Right? If he was going off, they thought maybe he's going off the derech. Who knows? Starting his own religion, right? He's making kiddush hachodesh and chutz laretz. So they went, you know what? No matter what he says, we're saying the opposite. Fine. Tana rabbanan. Kishenichnasu rabbeinu lekaren biavne. When the rabbanim came to Karen biavne, hayusham Rabbi Yehuda. From Yossi, from Nechemya, from Eliezer, Benosha Rissa Glili, those following four people, Peschu Kulam Bechvar Achsanya, Vidarshu. They all started to say Bechvar Achsanya with the permission of the host, Vidarshu, and they give different drashas. Pasach Rabbi Yehuda, Rosh HaMadabrim Bechol Makom, Rabbi Yehuda, who's the Rosh HaMadabrim Bechol Makom, he always speaks first. Why does he always speak first? Because we're going to learn in Masech LeShavis in about a month from now, when Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai had to go into hiding. Why did he have to go into hiding? He was in a cave for 13 years. Why was he in a cave? Because he slandered the Roman government.
Right, we're all going to get him.
Right. So Rabbi Yehuda didn't say a word. He was quiet.
We were in conversation.
What?
Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi.
Yeah, it was a three of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And Rabbi Yehuda didn't say anything. He didn't say anything? I think he didn't say anything. So the Romans said,
no,
he praised the Romans. He praised the Romans.
He didn't say anything.
And Yossi didn't say anything. So the Romans said, oh, Rabbi Yehuda, you praise us? You're the always one that goes first. It's a rule. So he went first. They made a rule, you always go first. Right, we'll get to that Gemara in about a month. So it's like in the early Lamids. Paschu kulam bechvara. Paschu Yehuda v'darshu. Paschu Yehuda rosh hamadavim bechol makom bechvod Torah. V'darshu, he said, Moshe yigach es ohel. Moshe took his tent v'natolo mechutz l'machane, and he put it outside the machane. Right. This is after the Ma'ase Eigel. Right. What did Moshe say? I don't know about these people, and he made his tent over there. The Aron was only 12 mil away from the furthest person who Whoever was the last guy at the last tent, his tent was 12 mil away from the Aron. It's not even so true because I say it's true because 12 mil was the whole or the whole length of the Machane was 12 mil. If you're the furthest away, it's really only 6 mil because the Aron was in the center. But it means it's all from one end to the other end. You have a friend at the other end, and you live at the other end, right? What?
Guzman.
What'd you say?
Guzman.
What's Guzman?
Exaggeration.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's not an exaggeration. It's just saying that the furthest point of the two ends of the machane was 12 mil. Amr Torah, v'hayakom mavakish Hashem yotze olmoid. You come to the olmoid anytime you want. Anyone's a mavakish Hashem, come to the olmoid. So tamid chachamim shalchem me'ilu ear. So tamid chachamim that goes around from town to town. Medina to Medina, from country to country, Lulma Torah to teach Torah, Halachas Kama V'Kama. So for sure what? For sure he should be called Mavakesh Hashem. What's he doing putting his tent outside the Machane? V'dibra Hashem El Moshe, Panim El Panim. Hashem spoke to Moshe, Panim El Panim. Amr B'Yitzchak, Amr L'Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe. Moshe, Aniva Ata Nazbir Panim B'Halacha. Let's go butt heads in Halacha. That's what it means. Let's go head to head in Halacha. It can't mean Panim El Panim, literally, because you can't see Hashem's face. Nobody can see Hashem's face and live, the Pasuk says. So what does it mean? It must mean in Halacha. Ikat Amri, Kacham Lo Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe. K'shem She'ani Hizbarti Lach Panim, just like I opened up your face, your heart, to learn Torah, Kachat Amaz Ber Panim L'Yisrael, Ve'akse Olam Koma. So you should do the same thing to Klai Yisrael and go back to the Machane. V'shav el machane, he returned. Amar Bevo, Amalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe. Achshav Yomur Harav. So the people will say, Harav Bekas. Hashem is angry. V'Talmud Bekas. And the Talmud is also angry. Moshe is also angry. So Yisrael Matah Aleim, what chances does Yisrael have? Imat Tamat Zerul Olam Kol Mamutav. Since you go back to the Machane, it'll show that you're not angry. That's fine. V'Yimavan, if not, Yeshua Benun Talmud Decha, Yeshua Benun, your Talmud, B'Sharis Tachtecha. He'll take over for you. So what does it say? Moshe returned to the Machane. Omar Rava, Afal Pikain, Lutzah Davar Levatala. When a tzaddik says something, it always comes true on some level. Shem like it says, Umishar So Yeshua Ben Nun Nar Lo Yamash Mitocha Ohel. He didn't leave Moshe's side. Okay. Va'od Pasach Rabbi Yehuda Bichvod Torah V'Darash. It says like this. This is a pasuk in Devarim. Haskes Ushma Yisrael. Haskes means listen up. Mishma Yisrael, Hayom Azeh Niyes La'am. Now you're a nation. V'chi Oso Yom Nitna Torah Yisrael. But now you're a nation. V'alo Oso Yom Sofer Barim Shana Haya. This was the end of the 40 years. Right, so what do you mean now? El Lamdecha to teach you a very important lesson. Very, very difficult lesson. It's a very hard madriga to get you over here. Chaviva Torah Alomdaha B'chol Yom V'yom Kiyom Shinita Mehar Sinai. Every day, you should view the Torah as if you got it from Har Sinai. Rashi says, in Chumash, every day you say Shema, like you're saying it for the first time. It's a very hard madrig, very hard to do that, no? It's very hard to do that. Very hard to do that. Amar of Tanchum, Bered de Rav Chia, Ish Kfar Ako, Teda. It's obvious. Shari Adam Kore Kriya Shema Shachas Arvis. Person says Kriya Shema morning and night. The Erevech is Eina Kore. And one night, he doesn't say it. Sisecham says, most of the time you're going to forget it's going to be at night. One night you forgot, right? You didn't say it. Don't make Kriya Shema, Kar Kriya Shema, Me'olam. It's as if you never said Kriya Shema your whole life. Because you missed it one time. Why? Because every day it's like it's the first time. So I can't believe I missed Kriya Shema, right? It's a very hard madriga. Very hard madriga. Next. It says Haskes. What does Haskes mean? Gather around, listen up. Asu Kitos Kitos. Go make groups. V'asku b'Torah. And learn Torah. Lefisha ain Torah nicknes el bechabura. Torah can only be acquired in a group. Is that true? It's a very difficult line. In the back in the Masifta, they have three pages about learning with a chavrusa. How Torah's only nicknes el bechabura. It's a hard line also to understand.
Any mistakes you're going to make by learning by yourselves
will be kept, and with a chavrusa you bounce it off each other.
Right.
Is that what it means? So that's what the statement means? Okay. Kribiosi Rabbichini, Dara Yosef Rechanina, Mai Dechsiv, Cherval Abadim, Vinalu, Cherval Sanem Shal Tanei Chachamim. It's a sword on the Jews. It says the enemies of the Jews. It means the Jews. Shiyoshim Bad Bebad V'oskim Torah. Learn Torah alone. We're letting alone for. Oh, not only that, it makes you stupider. It makes you more foolish. It doesn't make you better, it makes you more foolish. Oh, not only that, it makes you sin. Another pasuk, Noalnu Sare Toin. Davar Acher, Haskes, Ushma Yisrael, Kitato Atmechem. Pain yourself al Divrei Torah, on the words of Torah. Kid Amar Rishlakish, Amar Rishlakish. Minayin she'ein Divrei Torah, Miskayim el B'misha, Mesis Atzmo Aleha. How do you know Torah only is Miskayim and someone is willing to die for Torah? Shenamar, like it says, Zos HaTorah, Adam Kiyamus Be'ohel. Right? Zos HaTorah, Adam Kiyamus Be'ohel. Meaning, this is Torah. Someone's willing to die on the Torah. So, someone last night told me the following vart. That it says like this. It says in Pirkei Avos, Al Tomar She'efne Eshne. Don't say, when I have time I'll learn. Shema, maybe, Lotipane. You won't have time. Says the Ger Rebbe, was the Ger Rebbe or the Belzer Rebbe? One of the Rebbe said like this. Al Tomar, don't say, Efne Eshne. I'll learn when it's easy to learn. Shema, maybe, Lotipane. That's not when you're supposed to learn. You're supposed to learn when it's hard. Lotipane, it's not easy. You hear that part? That's when you're supposed to learn. Such a good part. Right? Who said, only when it's easy, when the air conditioning is everything's just, then I'll learn. And if it's not, then I'm not going to learn, I can't learn. No, no, Shema lo tipana. That's exactly what Hashem wants you to learn. Davar achar haskis v'shma Yisrael, heim v'achar kach kitas. Him, plus the group, kederava, damar rava, l'olam yilmad adam Torah, first learn Torah, v'achar kach yehegeh. And then go delve into it. What does that mean?
First learn it.
What?
First learn it, and then.
What does that mean? First learn and then delve into it. What does it mean? First learn everything, b'kiyas, and then learn b'iyun? Is that what it means?
Yeah.
That's what
I
means?
Think it means?
No one does that. Right? In fifth grade already, the learning Tosfos. So.
You learn the pasuk first, then you go to learn the Rashi, then you learn the Tosfos.
Is that what it means?
Yeah.
You have something better?
No, I'm not sure what it means. Amar Devei Rabbanai, my... Yeah, okay. It must mean something like that. No, I'm saying, does it mean each day? Does it mean each mesechta? First learn everything and then go learn b'iyun? Does it mean as you go along? Like what you're doing yeshiva today, right? They learn b'iyun. So they learn and then it goes deeper and deeper and deeper. They don't learn broadly and then start b'iyun. They don't do that.
Never going to remember by the time you get around.
Exactly, okay. What does it mean? Ki mitz chelev yotzi chema. U mitz af yotzi dam. Mitz apayim yotzi riv. B'mishata motzi chema shel Torah, who gives out the butter of Torah? B'mishamaki chelev shiyonek mishtei imo oleha. Someone who throws up the milk, someone who nurses from his mother. What does all that mean? It means that you give up the tainugim of olam hazeh, you'll be able to learn Torah. U'mitz'af yotzi dam, kol talmud shekoris olav rabo pam rishon v'shosek, zoch lahavkin be'dam Torah l'dam Torah. L'dam Torah. So the Rebbe gets angry at you, and you don't say anything back, you'll be zocha. Okay? Do a little more. Umitza payim yotzi riv, kol... Oh, I said that already. Oh, no, I didn't. Umitza payim yotzi riv, kol tamid chacham, kol tamid, shekoyis lo rabo, pa'am rishona, v'shnia, v'shosik, one time, second time, v'shosik, zocha lahav chid ben dinim amos, dinim nefashos. He'll be so great. He'll know the difference between dinim amos and dinim nefashos. Ditnan. Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Harotza sheyizchakim. Somebody wants to become smart. Yasok b'dinim amos. Learn dinim amos. Why? She'en lecha miksoa b'torah yosem mehem. There's no greater area. She'en kime'amayin hanoveya. It's like an overflowing fountain. Why? Why is that by dinim amos as opposed to anything else? Omer Shmuel bar Nachmeni. I dechsev im navalta b'his nasa. If you make yourself into a low life about divrei Torah, meaning you don't stand on ceremony, so you'll end up becoming raised up. Yad lepeh. What does that mean? And if you're quiet, yad lepeh, then you'll be able to answer back things. Okay, so we'll stop here and we'll finish the Masechta tomorrow. Everybody have a good day and a good Shabbos.